From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Oral arguments began Tuesday in a challenge to Arkansas's hurried execution clemency hearings. The state parole board has decided to override its policy for the process. Attorneys for the inmates say the changes make it legally impossible to grant clemency before this month's executions. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek was at federal court in Little Rock to hear the arguments.
Arkansas Parole Board Chairman John Feltz took the stand. He said he decided to shave down the governor's time to review any clemency decisions after speaking to someone in Asa Hutchinson's office. Attorney for the inmates, Julie Vandiver, says due process is being violated.
Arkansas has an established clemency process. It has certain deadlines that are to be met. It has certain notice requirements that are to be met. And this is something that is enshrined in the Arkansas Constitution as an important process.
Instead, hearings are being held without the required 30-day lag before an execution. They've also been cut from 2 hours to one. And Vandiver says there's another 30-day requirement if the board recommends clemency to gather public feedback. She says that makes clemency impossible with the scheduled executions. Deputy Solicitor General Nick Brawny says the men are guilty. He says it's in the public interest to execute before the state's drug supply expires at the end of the month.
Indeed, plaintiffs are well aware ordering the state to move their execution dates by even a few days, let alone the 40-plus days that they've effectively requested, will make it impossible for the state of Arkansas to actually carry out their lawful execution sentences for their horrific crime.
The hearing will continue today. Arkansas Department of Correction head Wendy Kelly is expected to testify. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.